Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette. She joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Jessica, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be back.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, I think the big news came out of the South Carolina Supreme Court actually last week. It involves online retail giant Amazon and potentially about 3 years worth of back taxes, $277 million in total.
Are these sales taxes?
Yeah, these are state sales taxes. When you buy from Amazon, you can either be buying from them directly from one of their affiliated salespeople or their third-party sellers on Amazon. For years, Amazon was collecting sales tax on those first two groups, but it was missing the third. And now it's up to the Supreme Court to decide whether they should have been collecting sales tax all that time.
So what is Amazon's argument about this?
So Amazon is saying that we're just a service provider. We're not actually a retailer in this case, and therefore we're not required to collect these taxes on people's behalf.
And what is the ETA on that decision?
You know, it's always hard to say with the Supreme Court. They just took oral arguments last week, so we will be keeping an eye out.
All right, what else are you seeing?
Some big news for small Clarendon County. There is a wood paneling maker out of Germany known as Hominit that is going to invest $250 million in a manufacturing site and potentially hire 300 new people.
So yeah, Clarendon County is one of those rural counties along I-95 that probably could use this business.
Yeah, this group is going to build their site on about 147 acres near the small community of Alkaloo, halfway between Sumter and the Santee Cooper Lakes. Really a big deal for Clarendon County. They've been working on this for some time, investing in the property, building water and sewer services, expanding the roads for more than a decade now, and it's finally paying off for them. Commerce started working on the deal in early 2024, and they're supposed to open their facility in 2028. Making wood paneling, so furniture, the veneer top, or if you have wood paneling in your vehicle, those sorts of things.
All right, Jessica, we've got time for one more. What else caught your eye?
Kind of a fun one from last week. Governor Henry McMaster has issued his first veto after the legislative session, and it involves little six-wheeled robots that deliver food on the University of South Carolina's campus.
And so I guess these are like Uber Eats kind of delivery robots for pizzas and things?
Yeah, things like that. The school's food services has contracted with the company that provides these robots. They can deliver in a 2 or 3 block radius to students. And what Richland County lawmakers wanted to do is just to make sure that robots were being operated in a safe way. They have confidence in this company, but they were worried about other companies down the road coming in with robots that may not operate quite as safely. So they were hoping to get in front of that. The governor said he really had no issue with the concept. He would just like to see it be implemented statewide instead of being limited to the university campus.
You're in Columbia. Have you seen any of these little robots running around?
Well, it's kind of funny you mention it, Mike. I was walking to campus for an interview one day and actually almost got run over by one of these robots as it was crossing the street.
Oh, my. So they're actually big enough. Are they big enough that where it would have tripped you or tackled you?
It almost came up to my knee. So they are no small feat.
All right, Jessica, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
Jessica Holdman is a reporter with the South Carolina Daily Gazette, And we will have a link to that posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.